Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you're going to be listening to right here at YouTube.com/ Steve and Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit the subscribe button, notify bell next to it. Make sure you're always getting new Going In Raw content. I feel like I'm forgetting something right now. I feel like we went live and we weren't really ready to go live.
Yeah,
are we
could
actually
be.
Live right
yeah,
now?
We're live.
It
says live. The stream health is green. I see pictures of us.
I haven't like tested anything out. I don't know.
No, hopefully the audio sounds good. I just got off a plane like an hour and a half ago.
The audio sound good?
Audio sound good. Well,
he's complaining about it right
not
now.
Not yet.
Well, do an audio check.
Oh, all right. I guess I can do that. Hold, please. Man. I got to press a couple things.
Yeah, a button here, a button there.
There's audio.
It sounds like we're good. I don't know.
No one's complaining yet, so that's always refreshing.
I'm not good at this stuff. Are we on? Do we do the Twitter thing? I'm afraid to hit that button. I don't know, man.
Julian Morris in chat here says Larson is so lost. You have no idea.
You've had a long weekend.
Yep.
You went to glitzy Los Angeles for the Oscar ceremony.
Well, it wasn't quite Los Angeles. It was east of L.A. proper.
Kodak Theater.
No, I wasn't within like 60 miles of
you
that place.
You picked up a technical award.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Was that interesting? Did you get to mix it up with the celebs and the stars? Gal Gadot?
Only your favorite visual effects artist.
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro.
He's the director.
Let me ask you something. Why did they wheel Warren Beatty back out there? You remember last year, that debacle?
Yeah.
If somebody messes up on that grand of a stage, why are you going to wheel him back out there?
Redemption.
That's so dumb. Get, like, youth.
Somebody cheap pop.
Somebody knows who had to. I mean, yeah. Well, that's like Lesnar heat right there. Anyways, we're going to hear to talk about wrestling, but first we're going to give some shout-outs. Oh, first of all, so we're on the Patreon at patreon.com/ Steven Larson, and I'm going to read off some of the patrons from February, because that's where we're going all week in the episode. I'm going to do some patrons. But while I do that, Larson, I want you to show off what you can get at the $20 mark. You could be like the Vanna White, like whoever the model is. That
all this
up.
Stuff.
You can get like a garage sale worth of crap. Anyways, it's a great way to support Going In Raw. It's the patreon.com/ Steven Larson. And as per the contract that you signed when you enlisted...
No one says you botched the title. I'm a title botcher. It looks fine to me here.
What title I botch? Well, that's not a title. That's a lower third. Maybe
no, right here.
What I botch? What's
that?
Oh,
actually, that is a lower third. It's not centered, but that's not a huge deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's talking about. Anyways, continue. Well, $20 patrons, you get this sticker of Steve's head.
Yeah.
One of my head.
Yeah.
Postcard signed by us.
True.
Sticker with our logo on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This print has got this dumb wrestler on this side.
That's Mecha Santa.
The greatest wrestler ever on this side.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, I'm happy we agree Top Notch is the best. The main event of all this, of course, is comic book. Brand new Steven Larson adventure that can only be found on the pages of a comic book.
Yeah, man.
It's got a giant frog and a diaper in it.
What's your favorite part of the comic book?
Giant frog with a diaper.
Yeah, that's a good one. Anyways, the following names are the first week of February patrons. They get the first time, and then tomorrow I'll do the second week of February. Craig Black, True Bud Ryan, Phil North, Joey Jensen.
Jericho is not spelled right.
Bronze Grappling Hook. Okada, how did I spell it?
With no H.
Jericho.
Well, say it right there. Come on, man. Okay. We look like assholes.
Okada Dollar, Mozzarella Sticks, Kevin Bland, Nuncle Joe, Jack Gibbons, Bradley Esco, Gaijin Japan, Nathan Bettner, Victor Krause, Mike Roberts, Josh Goodwin, Ray Grogan. Grogan! Come to me, Grogan! Fight me now! Max Huguet, Javon Burness, Aaron Smith, Zach Hollywood, Zach Sigman, and that's it for the first week of February.
Thank you to all those new patrons. Gosh, man.
Thank you.
I'm running on fumes right now. I don't know how I'm going to get through this.
In L.A., you picked up a stuttering issue.
Apparently. Well, I'm not the most articulate person anyway, so.
Anyway, so let's talk about some wrestling. A couple things happened over the weekend. There were some weird things. Kind of a weird week for our weekend for news. A couple of unfortunate injuries, so we'll start off with that.
Yeah, let's start off first with Rey Mysterio, as reported by the Wrestling Observer himself on Saturday. Mysterio may have suffered a significant injury during a Northeast wrestling show Friday night. The report states that, quote, Mysterio believed last night that he had torn his left bicep.
Oh, dear.
Ouch. In a tag match teaming with Flip Gordon against Joey Mercury and Caleb Conley. And then Wrestling Observer added this morning, Monday morning, that Mysterio was set to be examined later today. but they also said, at least Cage Side Seats reported that the Observer said that this injury does not preclude WWE from signing him maybe at some point.
Yeah.
But if he has a torn left bicep, he's not wrestling at Mania.
He's not
going to
be a Mania.
Wrestle
and
at Strong Style Evolved.
Hey, look, man, I was looking forward to that match at Strong Style Evolved. That's what got me up from 58% going to 73% going.
All right.
I have to admit, now I'm less than half percent that I'm going. I'm less than a 50-50 shot at going to Strong Style Evolved. Golden Lovers versus, who are they in them? The Young Bucks? That's a 40% right there. That's 40% me going.
95%, man.
That's like 43% me going. Don't know that I'm going to go to Strong Style Evolve now that we're not going to get Rey Mysterio.
Stop being a turd.
Liger.
You're going.
So, yeah, like you said, this is a bummer, left bicep. That does beg the question, what's Lol Cena going to do now?
Well, I mean, if you believed... I mean, you have to wait through this whole misinformation campaign, potentially, again, we talked about on Friday's Dirt Sheet.
Right.
I mean, it was just all a smokescreen, Cena versus Mysterio to cover Cena versus Undertaker.
Yeah,
Undertaker was at that Kane mayoral thing over
the
weekend.
That's right, he was.
And he poo-pooed talk of a return.
Hey, man, I saw a picture of, number one, I think one of our friendos went, and he sent us a picture. I don't know who it was, though. I'll also look on Twitter. But the Brock Lesnar guy, you know, the plant who's always, oh, he's not a plant, he's just always there.
Superfan, maybe.
Superfan guy. I don't know his real name, but, you know.
On Twitter, he's known as Brock Lesnar guy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's how he's known. He's always got that same shirt on,
he
sort of
that too,
an affliction-ish shirt.
Yeah, he does that.
He was there. He got a picture with them.
Wow.
Why didn't he? He needs look. He has all this access. Why doesn't he start asking the hard-hitting questions, Larson? Brock Lesnar guy would make an excellent on-the-scene correspondent.
Yes, correspondent for Going In Raw.
In the field for Going In Raw. I'm bummed out that we didn't think about that beforehand. We need him to ask Undertaker next time he sees him. Are you going to be against Cena?
Yes.
Yay
wrestling,
or
yay or nay.
Yeah. I really hope y'all vote for my good friend Glenn Jacobs here. He's real quality.
Did you see the picture from this appearance?
Yeah.
He had the mask on.
Yeah, I know. It was great. Well, like, how does he toe the line there? They're the Brothers of Destruction. And, like, he's like, I'm running for
I mean, his constituents or potential constituents need to know whether they're voting for the Demon Kane from Glenn Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be, you know, busting out kayfabe at an official appearance.
He does, though. Like, he does that stuff. I love his Glenn Jacobs, like, campaign Twitter account is great.
Yeah.
Because, number one, he doesn't really have that many followers. Number two, there's always some wise ass. Well, he says something like, met with a lot of great voters last night, talked about some very important issues. And then one guy in the comments will always be like, did you talk about the powers of darkness?
It's pretty great.
It is awesome. He's got some of the, like, on his Facebook, he's got some of the best pictures because it's just Kane.
Yeah.
And he's doing, like, the most politician, local politician stuff possible.
That's funny.
You know, what is he, like, a libertarian or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay, so he's, like, all into not having taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
No taxes.
No taxes. Or minimal taxes, I guess.
Minimal taxes.
Bobby Minsky, $4.99 super chat here. Do you guys like my punishment idea? And he says, unlag yourself, Larson. Don't make Steve blow it up. You hear his punishment idea? We have to do a whole, like, for predictions. I'd have to do the whole episode in John Cena voice. You have to do it all in Undertaker voice.
I'll tell you what.
Sorry, Mark Calloway voice.
I'll tell you what. How about this? What if we did this?
The whole episode's a lot.
April 1st is April Fool's Day.
Uh-huh.
What if we did something stupid like that? Do a minimal episode, like, I don't know, a 20-minute episode.
We'll see about that.
Where I'm, the entire time I'm talking like this.
That would take quite a bit of concentration.
We're going to have, like, different guests there. Like,
on my part.
I can do Triple H all day long.
Triple H is easy. I can do Cena. It's the cadence that takes some concentration.
Yeah. Triple H, I just breathe through my mouth. Listen, I just breathe through my mouth like this. All right, let's talk about today's news.
You put a little bit.
Best wrestler ever announced, Triple H.
You enunciate your words slightly differently. Actually, quite a bit differently. You just don't breathe through your mouth. Not that simple.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in terms of, like, you know, how hard it is on my throat or
gotcha,
voice.
Gotcha,
doing
gotcha.
It for longevity, for
gotcha.
A long period of time.
Gotcha.
Listen, I can do it.
So if I'm going to do Cena for the entire episode, do I have to dress like John Cena? Hat, shirt,
yeah, we probably have to do that.
Multiple.
Or we can save it for, like, Halloween.
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
So I don't think dressing up in costume or cosplaying is usually a tradition of April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
That's just like playing a poor prank.
But I don't know who I should be. I can either be Vince, Triple H, or The Undertaker.
Well, if people
seem to really like My Undertaker.
If you do, yes, true.
Because they like that it's out of character.
Yeah, but if you do Triple H, that's what you could do.
Mm-hmm.
You can start doing your own midnight workouts. And if we try to do it at Halloween, you can get jacked.
I have no desire to be jacked. That's too much. Because then you have to maintain it. If you don't maintain it, you look weird.
Uh-huh.
You end up getting all weird looking if you don't maintain it. I don't want to look jacked. I want to be healthy, man. That's all I want to be is healthy.
All right.
Anyways, I'm trying to tweet that we're out live right now.
All right.
So anyways. Another injury.
We still haven't heard about Mysterio's status for Strong Style Evolved.
Yeah.
You know, how this is going to affect his WWE deal short term. I'm sure WWE would still be interested in him long term. I think when Drew McIntyre ripped his bicep or tore his bicep, I think the recovery time was about 6 months.
Yeah.
So we're looking at September.
Yeah.
Post-SummerSlam.
That's a bummer. I mean, the one thing it does do for Sports Illustrated's Justin Barrasso, he can now say, well, hey, you know, it was totally going to happen. And he got injured, so regardless, it was going to happen. But, so anyways, I don't know. It's a bummer, but I don't know. I kind of, if Undertaker is, I don't know. Like, dude, as much as I like Rey Mysterio, I'm not sure who goes over in that match. Probably Cena
mm-hmm.
goes over in that match. And I'm not really sure what the purpose is of that match.
Like, well, it's to give Cena a high-profile opponent.
Storyline.
Oh, yeah.
There's really nothing going on there.
No.
At least with The Undertaker. Look, I don't want to watch The Undertaker, like, try to wrestle anymore either. But, I don't know, at least there's, like, a good story there.
Or
if
potential
he shows
for a good
if
story.
He shows up, yeah, there's potential there. If he shows up and he does stuff. But I don't even know, would, like, Rey Mysterio be showing up on SmackDown? Are you going to let SmackDown's creative handle that?
Yeah, bad idea.
Ugh.
Bad idea.
I don't want to do that.
In other injury news, it appears that one half of Redragon, one third of Undisputed Era, might be hurt. Bobby Fish suffered an apparent knee injury at NXT House Show in Indianapolis Saturday night in a tag match between Redragon and Heavy Machinery.
Mm-hmm.
According to WrestleZone, Fish immediately rolled out of the ring. And Drake Younger,
yeah,
threw up the X, and medical staff attended to Fish on the apron, or sorry, on the ringside area on the mat outside there. Again, no details have been released about his condition yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I mean, it's
a huge bummer because Undisputed Era have been doing awesome work, especially in Redragon
really stuff.
They've been doing really great stuff.
I know.
You know. If it is a significant knee injury, he's be out a prolonged amount of time. I would just say, well, here's one or two things they could do. Have Adam Cole step in
mm-hmm.
his spot. Or with the Dusty Classic happening now, they can just use that tournament to crown a new set of tag champions.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how long he's going to be out. I mean, I'm assuming that title shot would be for the Mania TakeOver, the Dusty Classic title shot.
For New Orleans, yeah.
And that's coming up in, geez. Yeah, that's a bummer.
About a month.
Yeah.
No, sorry, 2 months.
So there's
no, a month. A little more than a month.
Yeah, it's a month.
It's not a whole lot of time.
No, there isn't. And are there any more? Are there any more TV tapings?
Yeah, there's one more.
There's one more.
I think
TV
on
taping?
Wednesday on the 7th, I think there's a set of tapings.
Okay, and it's probably going to be 3-4 episodes, maybe.
Yeah.
The next batch of episodes. Yeah, it's a bummer.
Hopefully it's not horribly serious.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Blow out his knee and be out for months.
Hopefully he don't have to be out at all.
Yeah.
Let's pray.
Yes.
That's not really going to help. Next up, let's talk about people who we wouldn't mind being away for a while. Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Is he possibly, Larson, the worst WWE employee ever?
Seems to be his gimmick these days.
Maybe over the weekend, as promised by his advocate, Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar did in fact appear at the WWE Live event. It's a house show.
House show.
They call it WWE Live.
Yeah, because house shows used to be like their home base where they'd have the shows like WWE. It was Madison Square Garden. That'd be a house show.
Is that why they call it a house show?
That's what I'm putting together.
Oh, that's my own speculation. I think it's a house show. Yeah, it's their home base. Oh, nice.
But now they don't really have a home base anymore.
Anyways, he fought Kane.
Yeah.
And it was an epic, just a knockdown, drag out, 35 seconds of action.
Bell to bell.
Bell to bell. That left the crowd, it's Chicago. So they're going to be pissed. They're kind of pissed off people anyways. But number, they're wrestling fans. They want wrestling, not 35 seconds of tomfoolery.
Did you actually watch the clip?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because what you have here is exactly what happened.
Yes! Yes! I called that shit!
Kane went for a choke slam. Lesnar jumped, but landed on his feet instead of his back.
Yeah.
Reversed the choke slam. F5 win.
I totally wrote that in the notes. Didn't even see the match. Didn't have to.
Exactly what happened. That was great.
I'm the best. I mean, that's you figure what happened if it's 35
seconds. Not that hard to predict.
Yeah. Not really. Now, sometimes wrestling is very easy to predict.
Especially when Lesnar's involved these days.
Yeah.
As you note here, fan reaction both at the venue and on the internet was swift, and it was brutal. Fans booed.
Boo!
They were chanting. I read what they chanted, but it was, I don't know, something like, "We want our money back."
You are crap.
Something.
Do.
And you know here, which may be what WWE wanted. They were setting this up with Reigns' promo on Raw this last week where he said Lesnar hid behind his contract. We heard that Lesnar has fulfilled his obligated dates based on his contract. And we read today that his live events matches can be no longer than 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
So you only get a pale light shade of purple rather than the really deep,
I know,
vibrant,
you want like a deep erection purple.
Purple of
that's
his face.
What you want.
He's actually doing pay-per-view matches.
Right, exactly. So this is kind of an interesting route. So this goes along with what we talked about last week. Of course, you know, like you said, the Reigns promo, Lesnar no showing, and all sorts of speculation. What is it, a work? Did he actually? Is he just negotiating? There's a Dana White picture. It kind of feels, especially with how, you know, instead of trying to you know, assuage fans of, oh, no, Brock Lesnar's still, he's in it, they threw him out there for literally the bare minimum, and it got people pissed. This is, in my opinion, this is actually a great way to go.
They're trying to make it interesting.
They're trying to. And, like, if you're, look, nobody likes a slacker in the workplace.
Especially a slacker who's on the top.
Especially the guy who's getting paid the most. The guy who doesn't have to do what everybody else has to do. I mean, look, you and I are in a unique position. Like, we don't have to. We
can both be slackers.
Sometimes we enable each other. Sometimes we both just understand we need to get working on this, really. You know, we need to actually do stuff. But we're not in a big. I've been in an office before. You've been in an office before.
Oh, yeah.
And I know from hearing stories from you, and you probably know from hearing stories from me, that, like, you know, there's always those people. So people can relate to this incredibly well. Everybody has that person at the office who, my God, how did that guy get promoted and I didn't? Or how did that guy get promoted and she didn't? Or whatever.
Yeah.
And so this is something that's actually, it's the weird kind of, like, inverse of the Stone Cold thing. Like, Stone Cold was the unruly employee. Now we've got the slacker, you know, employee who's getting paid all this money.
But to do the bare minimum.
And to do the bare minimum, and he revels in it, and he's, you know, enabled by the WWE to do that.
Yeah. But now they're turning it into a story.
Now they're turning it into a story. I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, something different. Richard Ely here, $2, says we were ready to riot in Chicago, so apparently he was in attendance.
I kind of feel like that's always Chicago, though. I feel like Chicago always is on the verge of rioting for some reason or other. I don't know. I've only been there once, and I only saw, like, a hotel and an airport because it was a layover for me and my wife.
Did you watch the Sami Callihan? Sorry, completely different topic. Sami Callihan, Eddie Edwards.
I didn't watch the entire match, but I watched a spot. Yeah.
Yeah. How bad was it?
Bad. Full force with a baseball bat to the eye.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
I'm surprised he didn't get concussed.
Yeah.
It was, dude. I'm sure. Here's the. So, I would love to think, because a lot of people on Twitter crapping Jim Cornette especially. You know, yeah. How dare you use this crap? And Sami Callihan's coming back at him. I'm watching my bank account grow. That's fine. I would love to think that Callihan, under number one, is a stupid spot. But I would love to think that Callihan went to Eddie Edwards right afterwards, you know, when the cameras weren't rolling. Was
checked
like,
on him and apologized.
So
yeah.
Sorry, apologize. And then, you know, obviously got his blessing or just decided, hey, this is a huge opportunity for me to get a massive amount of heel heat. Let me roll with this. And, you know, they were cool with it.
Yeah.
I would love to think that's the case. It's wrestling. It's fake. It's all a work.
Yeah.
So I would love to think that's the case. I really doubt that he intended to do that or even in doing it on accident reveled in the fact that he almost, you know, busted a guy's eye out of its socket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal, though.
Okay.
It was pretty nasty.
All right.
I mean, it's just, imagine you sitting there and a guy goes like this with a bat and hits your eye. That's what it was. And there was no like, you know, when somebody does like a chair shot or something, they go like this. There was no like holding the bat at an angle down like this to minimize it. It was.
Were they supposed to hit something else?
Yeah, a chair. He put a folded chair over Eddie Edwards' chest like this. And that's one thing that people are criticizing about is that Eddie Edwards had to, like, hold it in place. It was kind of a ridiculous spot. Like, he should have just, I don't know, laid it flat on his chest or something and then did that maybe. But it was unfolded. It was unfurled, if you will.
Oh.
And it was, like, resting here. So somebody could have sat on the chair, on his chest. And then, so I don't even really know what the impact was supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, if you're hit, yeah, I don't get that either.
Because the chair is kind of, like, here a little bit. I don't know.
That's weird.
It was a little wonky.
All right. Greg Gill, $2. Do you guys like Roman Reigns' promo last Raw? Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I love that. That was
solid.
Great. I'm actually really looking forward to Raw tonight. I think there's a lot of stuff that could be
happening. Hold on. We'll do that preview later.
Oh, hey-o. Anyways, yeah, I think it's all a big work to get Roman over. I think it's probably going to work, too.
Well, I think it will to a degree. It'll sway some fans, but I don't know if it's going to
work. Roman Reigns, man of the people.
Work to sway everybody, you know?
Representative of the proletariat, Roman Reigns, man of the worker. You know? Because he does. He's there all the time, man.
Yeah,
he works hard.
He does.
Yeah, I like that.
You can criticize his promo ability of several things thus far during his WWE career.
Roman Reigns.
Can't really criticize his work ethic in the ring.
Representative of the Marxist Party. No, Marxism wasn't the Communist Party. The Communist Party. Marxist-Leninist. Roman Reigns. I don't know. Anyways, continue.
No, that's pretty much the story.
What's next? No, I know. What's next?
Sorry. So do you think Chris Jericho's done in New Japan because he thinks he is?
He said so, yeah. So I take him at his word. I don't think he's ever lied to anybody, especially on Twitter. According to Chris Jericho, he is done with New Japan Pro Wrestling. He answered a question on Twitter about that particular topic with the response, unfortunately, yes.
Hogwash.
What?
He's not done. Get out of here.
He just said he's done.
Yeah, I understand that.
He's probably going to have a match at Mania.
No, he's got a concert at the day of Mania in New Hampshire.
Mm,
and then afterwards, he's having a watch party.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's all been announced, yeah. Or before the concert, he's having a Mania watch party.
Well, in any event, none of that says that he's hanging out at the new LA dojo.
I wouldn't say he was doing that.
Shibata.
We all kind of expected that for Jericho and Naito to happen at Strong Style Evolved. And I don't know if it will, just because I think Golden Lovers versus Young Bucks is going to be the main event.
Yeah.
But you got Sakura Genesis and you got Dominion coming up this summer.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Jericho come out and attack Naito at New Year's Dash to do nothing with it.
Why not? Listen.
Because it doesn't go anywhere.
Can't the guy just come out and attack another guy and that be
this
done with it?
This is pro wrestling, man. You got to set up a storyline when you do that.
Why? Why? Chris Jericho is a revolutionary. He's a groundbreaker. Why doesn't he just say, look, I attacked the guy. I came out on top. What more is there? What do you want from me? A match? Why would I do that? It'd give him an opportunity to hit me back. I just came out and attacked the guy. I'm good. I got the upper hand.
That might be personally satisfying for the alpha, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
But no, they're going to have a match.
He can probably make a lot more money if he does go back. So chances are this is a big fat lie from Chris Jericho. He's done this a million times on Twitter. Throughout his career, ever since social media has been a thing, you know, he likes sneaking in and showing up where he's not expected to show up.
Yep.
So, I don't think that he's actually done with New Japan.
No, he's not done at all, man.
Consider this non-news. Speaking of New Japan, Shibata, one of our favorite wrestlers from 2017, who unfortunately seemed to have his career end in 2017.
Yes.
Via violent headbutt.
Yeah.
Does have a new job in Los Angeles. And no, it's not tour guide to the stars, It's he's heading up the LA New Japan Dojo.
Yes.
That's the place where they train.
Yes.
See if they're qualified to be a young lion.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. I think that's when we heard that he was out of the hospital on the road to recovery, you know, we were hoping that he would find a job within the company where he could still be involved in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought the best thing for him to do probably was to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a very accomplished wrestler in his own right.
Yeah.
Prior to that injury, I'm happy. That's great. Outstanding.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go to the dojo and get trained by him.
Wow, no.
I mean, I'm not going to do it. I'm way too old for that.
You're super old.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I sleep in the wrong position. I'm sore for the whole day.
Yeah, dude.
So I can't do it, but and like me 20 years ago, maybe.
He's probably going to be a hard ass, too. Are you kidding
me?
Could be, yeah. Yeah, man.
20 years ago, if I was like kind of in shape then.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, man. What the heck? I never want to be a wrestler. That's terrifying.
I just don't want to be a wrestler. Just go and like go for a couple days and see what it's like.
I don't think you're not allowed to just flirt in and flirt out.
You think you can sign up, do a couple classes, and say, you know,
this isn't for me.
I'm sorry, I can't handle this man.
Yeah, that's called a washout.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I never have aspirations to be a pro wrestler, I just want to check it out for a couple of days.
You think
is that really a failure? Then?
Do they vet you first to check on your heart and passion? How bad do you really want this?
Lots.
Okay, lots. Next question. Where do you envision yourself in 5 years?
Main event Tokyo Dome.
Okay. Main event.
That's an example of my passion.
Okay. What are you willing to sacrifice in order to be?
More than everything.
More than everything. Okay. Congratulations. Welcome to the New Japan
Thank
Dojo.
You. Let's go fast forward 2 days later. Knock, knock, knock.
Hello, come in.
Hi. Sorry.
Well, I'll admit you weren't that impressive in the first place.
I know.
Was it all a lie, Larson? Was it all a lie?
No, I feel like the main event Tokyo Dome.
I'll come back in five years.
I'm gonna go.
If you have an opening for Tokyo,
I know. I'll go wrestle the bingo halls for 5 years, and if there's a spot for me in the G1, I'll come in and win it.
If you need a booker, if you need somebody who could do cool stuff, like creatively speaking,
yeah,
let me know. I've got an internet series.
We got a couple super chats here. Oh, let's finish this story. The super chat.
Yeah, well, Shibata had a quote on this. It's very heartwarming. He says, "With rehab and training, I've been sensing it's time to move past the struggle of finding what I am capable of doing. These days, I've had a burning desire to take on a new challenge. What can I do in my current state? I thought a change of pace was needed, and the next thing I knew, I found myself in Los Angeles." This is like the first refrain from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. As I continue with my rehabilitation and training, I have a desire to pass down the fundamentals, the know-how and techniques, and the philosophy that I have built up through my own experience in pro wrestling to the younger generation here in Los Angeles.
They also announced that Scorpio Sky going to be one of the assistant coaches there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Good stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
So good luck to Shibata.
Yes.
And good luck to – there's a picture, I think, of a couple of Brody King, one of the SoCal up-and-coming wrestlers a lot of people are buzzing about.
Mm-hmm.
He was amongst them. Didn't really recognize anybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm sure their names are out there, and I just didn't bother to do the research.
Yeah. I wonder if the application process has begun already.
I don't know. I mean, there's pictures of people there already.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're like part of the training staff or not.
You think, really?
They could
be part of the staff?
Maybe.
No, it could be. That could be. Well, I don't know. Anyways.
I mean, the school's opening March 19th. That's what, 2 weeks?
Oh, crap. We got to get our shit together then. I wonder how much it costs to apply.
I think it's like $500.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think I heard that.
I feel like we can make more training people to be wrestlers.
Well, I don't know if that's like the full thing. Okay. It only costs $500.
Okay, now bump. What? Bump. How do I do that? You fall on your back, I think. Let's watch some tape.
Just show people our favorite matches.
See what Randy Orton just did there?
Oh, it's a five-day training camp, $500.
Oh, okay. 5 days. You want to do that? We could do that. Do you have to pass some sort of thing first?
Probably.
They gonna throw us around a lot?
Yeah.
Will I come out of it tougher or broken?
Broken.
That was a rhetorical question, man. I don't want you answering it. I like to think that I can come out of it tougher, Larson.
No, broken.
Definitely broken.
Yeah, so there's one session, 5-day session.
Yeah.
On March 19th. And each day is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with 1 hour lunch break, and it's $500 a person. And there's a second session, March 26th through.
Oh, the first class is already 30. Closed. Wow. So apparently Shibata is in our chat here on YouTube. At least somebody named Holy Shibata, and he says Shibata's quote left the door open for him returning to the ring himself. That's interesting. Juan Valle says need your own health insurance. Hey man.
Yeah, it says here, we'll join in a variety of cardiovascular drills over the week and must be in excellent physical condition. That eliminates us.
Damn it.
I
went for a run with Gypsy today.
I did a bunch of weightlifting before I went down to Southern California.
Yeah.
Got to attend all 5 days. That goes my plan.
After day two, you're going to be done.
Yeah,
well, what if you don't attend day three? Like, what are they going to, was Shibata going to show up at your freaking house?
Probably not, but...
Say, get over here.
I'm guessing you can't, like, pay a prorated rate for your 2 days of class and get
Oh, no, you're out at $500, but that's only $250 a day. That's not that bad.
Yeah, I know.
You know? You can save up your money.
Fascinating. I just want to go and visit.
Can you
I'm sure
like,
you can't, but it'd be cool to
like
go check it
out. The last 3 days, can you just go and hang out in the back and just watch? Absorb?
I think you'd have to fake an injury.
Ah, I can do that good. Ah, oh, my knee is so sore.
Well, I think if you were there, you wouldn't have to fake an injury. You'd throw out your back or something.
Oh, it'd be immediate.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be immediate. I'd throw out my
back.
With
me and my
neck. League basketball. Let's talk about the greatest trial run ever. Welcome to the greatest trial rumble. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, this is an interesting
what is
announcement.
This crap?
So this morning, WWE announced the greatest Royal Rumble. It's going to take place Friday, April 27th. In Saudi Arabia, and it's going to feature 50 WWE wrestlers.
Are there 50 people on the roster?
Yeah, there's a lot more than that, including John Cena, Triple H, Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Braun Strowman, The New Day, Nakamura, or Shinsuke Nakamura, Bray Wyatt, and more.
Well, when you dig down into the tag ranks, yeah. Is what's his face going to be in this? Kurt Hawkins?
Didn't say. This is what Vince had to say about the greatest Royal Rumble in the press release.
The greatest Royal Rumble will be a spectacle of historic proportions. Our partnership with the Saudi General Sports Authority reflects a long-term commitment to present WWE's world-class entertainment to a global audience on a grander scale. There they are.
Good.
And then when he opens the floor to questions, he just gives a bunch of heavy sighs like during the echo. So.
I don't know who Kurt Hawkins is going to be in it.
I know.
Who's that?
So this is...
Thin on details.
Yeah.
Our thumbnail literally said details. These are the only details available right now.
Yeah, it really is. So, I mean, I was always under the assumption that the Royal Rumble was a very particular gimmick match where the winner got some sort of title shot.
Right.
But apparently there has been one other Royal Rumble that wasn't televised. I think I read it was in 94 in Japan. It had 19 competitors.
Oh, wow.
The Undertaker won. Obviously, I don't think he got a title shot because he won that.
Yeah.
So I guess in WWE's eyes, a Royal Rumble is just a large battle royal.
Yeah, that's bunk. So this is after Mania. This is like a couple weeks after Mania.
Yeah. About 3 years. Yeah.
It wouldn't like, I don't know, if they want to put some extra stink on this, offer up a title shot,
mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, well, all they do, it'll be on SmackDown and they'll lose, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Depending on who wins, I don't know. I mean, they're going to want their biggest. Yeah, but Reigns is going to be champion at the time, so that wouldn't even make sense.
Oh, yeah, he's in the match. That's weird.
And he's in the match. So it's not you're right. It's just going to be a battle royal. There's not going to be anything on the line if they want to call it the Royal Rumble and, you know.
Not just the Royal Rumble.
The greatest Royal Rumble.
In my opinion, the greatest Royal Rumble. Didn't they do, what was the one? Didn't they do like, Reigns defended his in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
That was kind of like, if you want, like, that, the title was actually on the line in that Rumble. Same with the Flair one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the title on the line?
Yeah, well, they were going to crown a new champion in the Flair one.
Yeah, right. So I feel like there's been two where there's been a title crowning.
Yeah.
They should put the title on the line for this.
Maybe they will, but then that's going to telegraph who's winning.
Well, put the title on the line after Mania. When Reigns is already Universal Champion.
Yeah, I'm saying, but if Reigns is in the match and the title's on the line, he's going to win.
Well, yeah, he's probably going to win anyways. Or Cena.
Well, Cena's not going to win.
You don't think Cena's going to win the greatest Royal Rumble?
No, I think Triple H is just going to shout the winning as anybody.
And he's going to use the same logic he used in India for going over Jinder.
Yep.
Listen, I had so many people coming up to me in Saudi Arabia saying, you're the reason I got into pro wrestling when I was a kid.
I used to do the crutch chop and love DX and all that stuff, so I figured I'd put myself over in the greatest Royal Rumble.
Started slipping the Bret Hart there a little bit.
Golden shuffle, you know. Why aren't I in this, you know? I'll break his foot and stand over him and say, F you.
Anyway, so yeah, this is cool. Can we put on one here in town where like 51 people and call it the even the greatest?
The greatest.
Even the greatest?
Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Let's open the floor to these super chats here. We got three of them. First from, scroll up. Gokudera117. He says, I find it funny that Cornette complains about there not being any real heels in modern stuff, only to get indignant about this. Dig heels who make people mad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you on that one. When somebody does something to get heel heat, you know. You should train your wrestlers. These guys don't know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Grant Gill, $5. Would you guys rather see John Cena at WrestleMania here or your four... face John Cena at WrestleMania. Here are your four choices. CM Punk, Batista, Daniel Bryan, or Undertaker.
Who would you rather see?
Oh, CM Punk. Cena?
Yeah, CM Punk.
Given their history.
Absolutely.
$5 from Alto Votalhe. Larson, follow me on Twitter. Lol. He says, at the real Eddie WWE.
You follow Alto Voltaire, man. He gave us a championship title.
He did.
He's a legit media producer.
Yeah, and he had a friend of mine at the was it Raw?
Yeah, man.
SmackDown he went to?
No. I love Eddie. He's great.
Yeah, Eddie is great.
You're just not huge on, you're not huge on Twitter.
I'm not huge on social media in general.
I hate Facebook. Although we have a great new Facebook closed group.
Yeah.
Called the Friendoverse. We're not running it. One of the friendos, Mikey Omega, is running it.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a fantastic job. Lots of positivity there. Lots of good wrestling talk. Go check it out.
Yeah.
About 370 group members right now.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yes. I'm very happy. It's a quality environment over there.
Is there going to be a Raw tonight?
Yeah, we should preview it, yeah?
That's probably a good idea.
Great idea.
This is directly from WWE.com. What?
What? What?
Oscar, this is from this week?
Oscar's they're another match.
They're having another match?
Yeah, it was announced last week.
Because I was like, this isn't just the same.
They announced this match last week.
Asuka's undefeated streak on the line against Nia Jax again.
Yeah. I'm guessing Alexa Bliss is going to get involved.
Every time they do a match with Asuka, they're going to say Asuka's undefeated streak is on the line.
Because it is.
You know, the silliest thing is for them to have included her streak in the Mixed Match Challenge. Because they're not going to lose. She's not going to lose her streak in the Mixed Match Challenge. So we know The Miz is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Or Asuka's going to win, but they're going to win.
Yes.
Anyways, yeah. So do you think her undefeated streak is going to...
No. I said, I think Alexa Bliss is going to interfere.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Okay. Good.
Good.
Is Nia Jax going to worm her way into this match or what?
I don't know.
Fastlane's coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, we're going to do a live reaction stream. Hopefully from the new office, right?
It's either going to be from the new office, your garage, or nowhere.
All right.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be.
All right.
So, yeah, we'll see. How will Ronda Rousey repay Triple H and Stephanie McMahon? So, wow. Hey-o. Another appearance from Ronda Rousey.
I read somewhere, too, that she's scheduled to appear at every Raw between now and Mania.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. She should be doing some house shows. Where was she in Chicago?
Not there.
No, man. She'll ever debut at WrestleMania, and she'll be at every Raw and SmackDown and house show. She can start doing double duty. And
according to WWE.com, following the altercation last week, Rousey took to various, or at least one social media platform,
mm-hmm.
and said to Stephanie and Triple H, this is far from over.
Well, yeah, she got a three-year contract.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be a three-year feud between her and Stephanie McMahon.
Wow.
All right? I know.
Wow. Next... Again, directly from WWE.com, why didn't Lesnar confront Reigns? He wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
His gimmick is worst employee.
His gimmick is guy who goes. How many times did you call him sick back like when you had real jobs?
Not very often.
You didn't have like jobs that really... So like my jobs were like, I worked at the bank.
Yeah.
Every time I was hung over, I'd call in sick.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
I was like one call-in away from... Because you had production jobs.
Yeah.
And that's more like a team effort, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I feel kind of bad for it. But
also, I didn't have to work weekends generally.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A couple times I did, but I've never been much of a drinker during the week.
Yeah.
So being hungover necessarily wasn't an issue. I mean, if I was really sick, I'd call in sick, but...
Yeah, no, I would call in sick. Usually I'd go to work if I'm sick, and then I'd call in if I'm hungover. Just feel like going.
That's interesting.
Because it's like, I'm sick. I'm not going to be doing anything with my day anyways. Might as well come here and just infect everybody.
All right.
Right.
It's not very responsible, but okay.
No, I was in my 20s. You're not required to be responsible anymore.
I remember one time I had the flu or something, and I called in sick.
So that's good.
I know. I don't want to get me all sick.
Yeah, that's good.
And also, I just want to sleep all day.
See, that wouldn't have been me. That would have been like...
You just would have gotten in, got everybody sick, and slept at your cubicle, right?
And then as soon as I got better, I would call him. I'd go
drink,
get drunk.
And then call him sick.
Call him sick. See how it works? It's great. I was like one calling away from getting like a written notice, I think.
Oh, really?
Maybe I had a written notice. I don't know. Anyways. Now look at me. See, you too can succeed.
Well, now we work out of your house and, you know... You're not out there getting exposed to all sorts of sickness.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know, now I have the job.
And you don't drink during the week anymore.
I don't drink that much. My point is, I've succeeded in having the job of my dreams.
Yeah.
So, kids out there, you know, if you have a crap job that you don't really want, play fast and loose with the rules, man. You'll still end up okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to explain why Lesnar didn't. I thought Rain said last night.
Yeah, he no-showed.
Yeah.
He just wasn't there.
And then, hopefully, according to this Raw preview, we're finally going to find out who's going to face The Miz at WrestleMania, the big event
like
they
were set up a triple threat, but then we read somewhere else, I think in the Observer newsletter, that it might be a Fatal 5-Way involving Miz, Rollins, Balor, Elias, Strowman.
Yeah. But then, you know... Was it Meltzer, I think, was also saying that they're probably going to keep Braun Strowman in their back pocket.
In case anything happens to this whole Lesnar-Reigns thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see. But at the very least, I would be surprised if they announced Miz versus Balor versus Rollins tonight, mm-hmm. and then they can add Elias and Strowman in later if need be. Speaking of which, last item, courtesy of WWE.com, will Elias get these hands?
So last week, Elias sprayed down Braun Strowman with that fire extinguisher.
Yes.
That was cool. Was that did Braun recover from that?
Yeah, he power slammed him.
Power slam. Okay. Oh, that's right. He was going to try to do the table thing, right?
Yeah.
And then he ran away. He went backstage, and Braun caught up with him because he's terrifying.
Well, he didn't catch up with him.
Oh, that's right. He ran away.
Yeah.
And then the limo pulled up.
Yep.
Okay.
Right before the main event segment.
And we never found out who was in the limo.
It was probably Triple H and Stephanie.
Well, that's your speculation. They leave it up to your imagination. Like good art, they leave it
open to interpretation.
Exactly.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Ambiguous.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll open the floor.
Yeah, we got some super chats here. DJ Mott, $2. Who needs to go to SmackDown, Bayley or Sasha? I actually feel like Asuka needs to go.
No. No. Bayley. Ronda Rousey's going to be all tied up with the Stephanie stuff
For a little bit.
Like, how long was Austin McMahon?
Years.
A while.
But Austin was also in the title picture pretty much the entire time.
Yeah, I know.
Etta Kitt, $1.99. How would you guys book Braun winning the title at Mania? Well, either Lesnar or Reigns would have to exit the match.
Mm-hmm.
Let's assume Lesnar, all this stuff about him no-showing is true. And he tries to hold the Universal title captive a negotiation
boy.
Oh,
shoot.
Yeah. And Vince says, well, screw you, Lesnar. I'm holding my own match at Mania to crown a brand new Universal champion. Reigns already won an opportunity thanks to his win in Elimination Chamber. They have a Fatal 4-Way match on Raw. Braun, Rollins, who else? I don't want Balor to be in it either. Elias. Oh, somebody else. Cena. Braun wins.
Cena.
Gets the shot. In some shocking fashion, Braun goes over and wins the title main event WrestleMania, new Universal Champion.
I like this better. Lesnar reigns, still happens. That's going on. All of a sudden, Braun's music hits. He comes out with a Money in the Bank briefcase. Everybody's confused. They're like, he didn't win Money in the Bank. That was Baron Corbin. Braun doesn't care. He gives the briefcase to the ref. Ref says, this is worth nothing. He says, ring the bell.
No, he power slams the ref. He keeps doing that until the ref agrees to ring the bell for him.
Exactly, yeah. And then they ring the bell and he wins.
There you go.
Beats them both. He power slams them both together at the same time.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Steve Kaharski, $1.99 is a good chance. He'll be on Being the Elite. Awesome.
Why? It'll cost you $5 to tell us why. I'm joking. That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. Juan.
I think in the next one, aren't they announcing where All In
the venue
is going to be?
Juan Valet, $1.99. What section are you in at Strong Style Evolved? Any meet and greet?
I don't even know if I'm going to be there.
I don't remember.
Not even sure I'm going to
go. Not on the floor, though.
Really don't even.
You're going to go.
Have an interest now that Jericho said that he's not even in New Japan now.
That's a swerve, man.
Strong Style. I don't know where I am. I'll let you know, though.
In the lower, yeah. Like in the 100s.
I am in level 100, section 114, row E. I'll tell you what seat I'm in. You can figure it out from there.
Let me see what section I'm in.
Where are you?
I'm in section 109.
Damn it. So does that mean you're five sections ahead of me? No, you're just in a different section.
I'm over.
All right. Well, that's good.
That is good.
What row are you in?
J.
What row am I in? I'm in E. I'm in a better row than you.
Yeah, you are. But you're way, like, I'm like diagonal from the ring, whereas you're, like, right where one of the basketball set you'd be on the baseline.
Worse seats than you? Give me a break. I'm not going.
Fine.
I'm not going to go if you get better seats than me. Anyway, we'll open the floor to some other chatters. If y'all have questions, let us know now. Oh, whoa. Steve Kaharski, he did come in with a $5. You didn't have to do that, man. I was just clowning. They're recording at the Northeast Wrestling Show in Waterbury, and Marty put the camera in front of my wife and I. Oh, cool.
That's cool. Oh, we didn't answer the question about a meet and greet.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially. We'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Oliva here in chat says, just look for the guy with a tub of popcorn. You'll find Steve. Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Sean Holver, you guys should wait to do a live reaction stream from the new office for WrestleMania. Thought about that. We might do like a soft launch for Fastlane.
Here's the thing.
And then like the real debut of real office space would be for Mania.
This is a shoot. I'll keep it real. All right. I can't do it here anymore. I told my wife that was it. And she likes her Sundays.
Yeah.
She doesn't like having to wrangle Alabama, always getting in the shot. I personally don't mind it, but it does, you know, it gets in my wife's way. And I'm tired of the dirty looks. And Lacey doesn't like it. And I told her this was going to be the last one, and then we found out the internet was going to be pushed back on our office a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, but then we found a way we might get some temporary internet there just for the live stream. We'll see how that works.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll probably announce something later in the week.
Yeah.
Zach Stolpa, although a mixed match challenge is not really canon, how does WWE book Miz and Asuka to win while not making Alexa and Braun look weak?
You just have Alexa and Asuka in there. She can tap out.
Yeah.
Alexa can tap out. Sam yep. Brunker, £1.99. Power rank the best wrestlers to read audiobooks.
Anything that's actually read by the wrestler, I think. Or is she asking just books, period? Like to do a match up a book with a wrestler.
I like that idea. That's a good
like
idea.
Like have Aleister Black read Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. I would want AJ Styles to read. Oh, that's a really good one.
I know.
Boy, that's a good one. I would like AJ Styles to read, like, a Neil deGrasse Tyson book.
Oh, that's good.
Because, you know, AJ's a flat earther. Or at least he was in that episode of
the Talking Smack. Where Daniel Bryan was joking with him about that.
Yeah. And AJ said, I'm not a flat earther. I just think there's some questions that need to be answered. So I want that version of AJ Styles.
All right.
I have no idea if he's a flat earther or not. I don't really care. That's like, it's funny. Because, like, a year ago, I would have been like all enraged that people still thought the earth was flat. These days, that's the least of my concerns about people. You know what I mean? Like the way things are going. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Alto Votalhe. Do a WrestleMania viewing party at the new office. That's the hope. That's the hope. The real launch for the office.
Yeah, this is going to be like all day. So yeah. We'll like try to get some roaming cameras throughout the office.
Yeah. Brandon Montemayor, $1.99. Blewett Club, WWE parody with Breezango as the Young Bucks? I don't get that.
Did they do a parody shirt? NJ4321, $5 Super Chat. How well do you think someone as good as Zack Sabre Jr. or Kushida would fare in WWE?
Oh, they'd be great.
They would be fantastic. I would love to see either or both of them in the WWE. I think that'd be fantastic. Charvel Myers, he says, that's right, Lacey. Us United States Postal Service members need our Sundays to ourselves. That rest is real.
Well, Dosto, if Asuka wins the title at Mania, do they have Carmella cash in her Money in the Bank to draw massive heat? No. They're not going to have Asuka lose her streak on a cash in.
No, 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 no. Safe A13 says, when's the Cultaholic collaboration coming? I don't know. Once we get into the office, it's sort of like priority one. Got to call up the boys. Got to Skype in with the boys from Cultaholic. I'm sure they'd be down. Brian Zane, bring him out of the office.
Yeah, man, that'd be great.
Let's see here.
Spencer Raymond.
$5. Power rank. Next five guys most likely to win the Universal title after Reigns.
Braun.
You got to think about like
Braun Rollins.
Good heels that they can match him up with.
Braun Rollins.
Okay.
Ballard Joe.
I'd put Miz in there, maybe.
Yeah,
I know I kind of poo-pooed that like last week, maybe. But
no, I think Miz is a good choice.
He's a strong heel.
Yeah. You know. Holy Shibata, pick one. Would you rather take a forearm, chop, or kick to the chest from Shibata at the LA Dojo?
Hold on a second.
Chop.
A forearm, a chop.
Chop.
Well, yeah, chop is coolest. And it would probably be, like, the easiest to take.
A
forearm and a kick. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, kick would not be
fun. Because here's the thing. I feel like we'd go in there, like, especially me. I don't think he'd like me. I think Shibata would take
like
one
me,
look
so.
At my face. Like, with you, you've got the beard. You look like a professor and stuff. Like, he'd probably...
Like he'd be an instructor rather than a student, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You call me old.
Yeah, exactly. But me, I'm sort of weird. I'm out of shape. I'm loud. I'm annoying. He probably would hate me.
Yeah, maybe.
He's like, who's this clown?
Could be. GGGHHH. Rank AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, Johnny Gargano, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, and Kenny Omega on their wrestling skills. So power rank those guys.
Yee. Wrestling skills. Like their in-ring performance?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
That's right.
All right, so right now for me, it is probably AJ, Kenny, Gargano, Daniel Bryan, Rollins, and Balor.
I'm going to say AJ, Bryan,
okay.
Kenny,
okay.
Gargano, Rollins, and Balor.
Interesting. But power rank, who's the most real?
Well, there's only one answer for that.
Finn Balor.
Alto Votale. Would you guys ever consider doing punishments like the guys from Cultaholic do? No.
No, 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 no. We don't like our lives being interrupted by stuff like that.
No.
And I have so much respect for Pachiti for dressing up like Goldust for like ever. You're never going to see that here.
No, no Patrick way. Sparks, $2. When's the return of Dan? Long live Truth Exposed.
Dan has an open invitation.
Yeah, Dan can come back whenever he wants.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Buckland, do you think this 50-man Royal Rumble takes away... Hold on a second. Do you think this greatest Royal Rumble takes away from Nakamura and his win? No, because it's not really going to be canon.
Well, then there's no title shot on the line.
Yeah.
That's been announced, so no.
Yeah. Michael Forbes, should this be Lesnar's last title reign?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bodega Jameson, 199. Is Hilton going to be in the Mania viewing party? Hopefully.
He might be at Mania, right? Didn't he say that?
Oh, that's true.
Possibility. He might be gone. What a real so-and-so.
Fernando Bahina says, push Hilton.
No.
No.
No. No. No. Hilton, no.
No. No.
Nobody
no.
pushes
no.
Hilton. No.
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 No. I think what somebody said. Is Hilton a real human being?
Interesting question.
Interesting question. Define real human being.
I know.
The diddly doodler. $2. Power rank collaborations you would do with
non-wrestling
channels.
Funhouse.
We've always wanted to get on Funhouse.
Couchop.
Couchop. Vsauce.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Some science crap.
I want to be on a sneaker vlog.
Yeah. Fomer Simpson.
Yeah.
Right? You want to be on Fomer Simpson?
Yeah, I watched some of his stuff over the weekend. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's good, man. I'm trying to think who else what I want to do. I'm trying to think of like two more, but I don't know. So there's on the Nerdist channel, they do these shows and they're wildly popular. where they get a bunch of nerds and they play like RPGs, like tabletop RPGs, right?
You don't play those type of games.
I never learn how to play them. But they have a Star Trek one. And they all dress up in uniforms.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to play, but you just tell me what to do. Like, you asked me.
You create your own game.
Hey, Steve, here's the situation. What would you do? Are you kidding me? I'm the most qualified person to be a Starfleet officer.
I don't know about that.
Absolutely.
We need one more, right?
One more question?
No,
oh,
one more.
One more collaboration? Yeah, man. You're not thinking of it. We've collaborated with Dan before, so we're not going to say Nerd Cube.
Yeah, that was fun that we did that heist video with him.
I know, that was a lot of fun.
Trying to think of other people I watch.
Yeah, I'm not really, I don't do a lot of YouTube. Most of my YouTube is like clips from the Jim Cornette show or the Bruce Pritchard show. I just listen to like people conglomerate these clips.
Jordan Davis, power rank from best to worst, Gushers, Fruit by the Foot, and Fruit Roll-Up. That's Fruit Roll-Up number one.
I don't know if I've had a Gusher before.
I haven't either, so that's last. I prefer Fruit Roll-Up because Fruit by the Foot's kind of a lot.
That's too much, man.
Oh, Alto says collaborate with Alto.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
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 Does Alto Motale have a sneaker vlog? How can Steve, as a Star Trek fan, like Discovery? How can you, as a Star Trek fan, not like Discovery is the bigger question. Discovery's great.
Fernando Bahina Larson, take a stiff burning hammer for Minoru Suzuki for $1 million. I mean, I would hope he would know how to protect me, so yeah, why not?
For $1 million bucks. I know, but he might look at you and
ask
not
him
like
to do this.
I feel like he wouldn't like you. I feel like Shibata would like you, but he wouldn't.
Why wouldn't Suzuki like me?
I don't know. Because he's old, also?
I feel like we have a lot in common.
No, you don't. And that's why he wouldn't like you. Because he'd say you've never walked
because
in my shoes.
Because I so desperately want to like be his friend.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, nobody likes that.
No, that's true. Hacksaw Higgins, what's Andrade's ceiling? On the main? On the main roster?
On the main?
He could be a good mid-card champ.
I think he could be. I don't know. I think he can go pretty far. I think. Dude, here's the thing. There's such an absence of good heels. I don't know. I think, like, because there's kind of a vacuum, he can go pretty far. I'm even thinking maybe, like, world champ.
Oh, maybe.
Also, we forgot to mention, latest addition to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, Hillbilly Jim.
Hillbilly Jim. Once again, proving that if he can get in, then Christian should be able to get in.
Oh, here's a great question. Cameron Michiko, best Pop-Tart flavor?
Oh, it's blueberry.
Cinnamon, maple, whatever it is.
Really?
Brown sugar.
Oh, man.
That's one I grew up eating a lot of.
Really?
Yeah.
My sister still to this day gives me shit because, like, there was one time when my parents were getting Pop-Tarts. And, like, my sister was the kind of person to just go with the flow, but I didn't. And I was like, I want blueberry. So to this day, whenever I'm picky about something, she says, I want blueberry.
That's funny.
Yeah. I want my blueberry, man.
Strawberry Pop-Tarts are good, too.
Yeah, they kind of, strawberry, cherry, and blueberry, they all taste the same.
It's red sugar,
yeah,
and purple
sugar. It's like the smallest hint.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of difference. Rain's 97, $1. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jeffrey Nguyen, what would you actually do with the money from the $200,000 Patreon 2 Suite tier?
Donate it to charity.
No. No, he wouldn't.
Okay, I'd donate my cut then, most of it to charity.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to feel like a gentleman.
I'd pay off some bills and then get some to charity.
Pay off my credit card. But I'd give like $1,000 to charity. The rest of it, I'd pay off my bills and I'd stash for a rainy day. No, I'd probably upgrade our equipment here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for some, bring in some guests. There's all sorts of stuff we can do with that money.
Yeah, that's true.
For the business.
Get some to charity, though. No one should give us $200,000.
Like $200 to charity.
At least $10,000.
No, that's too much.
If we're getting $200,000, of course.
What charity?
Well, it's open for discussion.
Something for kids and dogs.
Okay.
A kids' charity and a dog's charity.
Okay, we can each pick a charity.
All right, sounds good. And then we'll fight.
Wait, we will fight?
Yeah, over which charity gets most.
No, we each give them equal amount.
Let me fight.
If you just want to fight, we can just fight right now.
Let's just throw. All right, well, let's end the stream first, and then we'll fight.
No, let's do it on air.
Oh, wow. Get big money for that.
Maybe we'll get the $200,000 to people to see us fight. Would you do that? Would you fight? Like, have a real fight? For money?
Against you?
Yeah.
For $200,000, I would.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'd probably go easy on you, though.
I wouldn't go easy on you.
Well, you wouldn't have, like, a choice. You would be under my spell. You'd be under my control, dude.
Don't think so.
I would have control.
Mm-mm.
Vast majority of it.
No.
Foot Soup, $1.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. But hey, Foot Soup is a guy who remixed our Going In Raw theme.
Oh, yeah.
I'm using that. I got his permission to use that for our new official Going In Raw theme for the rebrand when we get
cool.
Yeah, it looks good.
Awesome. There you go, Andrew Greener, Reckham Larson.
Yeah, but just before that, CRN is placing actual money on me, $10 on Steve. I'm just, dude, I can overpower you.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm a power wrestler. I'm power.
But I got a quickness advantage. I've been lifting.
Yeah, you're not that much more quick than me.
You don't even deadlift.
I probably could.
Well, you could.
Yeah.
How much could you do, really?
Probably more than you.
Don't know that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think you can.
Look at that. One for Steve wins, two for Larson wins. Let's figure this out now. We'll end the stream that way.
Fred the Shed, while we get those answers, best wrestler themes to use as gym songs. It's Minoru Suzuki's.
Oh, it's Aleister Black's, man.
Robert Stack, $20.
Oh, he's giving us some sides for Roundtable.
Oh, thank you, sir.
He gave us 40 for the actual pizza.
Now we have to have a stream for Fastlane because Robert Stack paid for our pizza.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it at the office.
Yeah.
$5 on Larson, so I'm still up by $10. Uh-oh, we got 1-2. So Jim Rod. Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. All these. Oh, look, they got one. Oh, no. See, it's all. You can't base it on personality. I feel like they're basing it off personality because nobody likes me.
Yeah, my disposition, though. I'm grumpy. Right. I got a lot
$2.
Of seething anger within me. So Rain's $97, $2. Yes, thank you.
Larson is weak and Steve is fat strong. All right, that's it. We're out of here. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, I'm getting killed here. I'm getting killed. The ratio is ridiculous. I wouldn't have that much confidence in Larson, man. I really wouldn't. He's brittle. He's always tired.
Never seen
fatigued.
Me fight, though. Oh, man.
Fatigued.
If I get enraged, if I tap into my
I've
anger.
I've seen you enraged. You
yeah.
do nothing.
You said I wanted to kill Hilton
yeah,
that one time.
You should have. You should have.
No, I would. That'd feel awful if I beat
I would
up.
Actually much rather see that fight, you versus Hilton. That one's a lot longer time coming. Fat strong. That's my favorite. I got to use that somehow. Fat strong.
You should make a wrestler.
Yeah.
Rad Wrestling strong. Name that.
Exactly. All right, we're going to play out some music. Thanks, Hilton. Playing out some music for you guys. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.